Good morning. Thank you all very much for being here this morning. Our lesson comes from God's holy word this morning. Nothing specifically spontaneously reminded me of anything. I was just reading through God's word this week and some different passages and came across Jesus saying, "Be of good cheer." Test, test, test. It's not on. Anyways. Test, test. There we go. Don't worry, Don. The microphone will work. Be of good cheer. Jesus said this multiple times in multiple passages in the New Testament. We're going to look at that this morning. But I would like for us to consider, of all people in the whole history of the world, Christians should be the people that are the most good cheer. Not the most downtrodden. Sometimes we are. Not the most negative. Unfortunately, sometimes we are. Most pessimistic. Unfortunately, sometimes we are. But I plead with us this morning to let God's Holy Spirit direct us to be of good cheer. And look at these passages from God's Word this morning. It's hard for me to imagine somebody that's a Christian that wakes up in the morning ornery every morning. Or relies on coffee to start their day. Don't get me wrong, we had a household of coffee drinkers. But we as God's people need to wake up every morning thankful, optimistic, full of joy, full of good cheer. I worked with a bunch of people from Europe in the last, when I was working at Roche, and you know, they all say cheers. Now obviously we always, you know, drinking adult beverages is acquainted with that, but they say cheers all the time. When you say goodbye, when you say hello, they just use that word cheers all the time. I'm like, where did that come from? It doesn't fit nothing. But if I look at it from God's Holy Word's perspective, be of good cheer. Okay? When's the last time you told a brother or sister in Christ, or a friend or a neighbor, or anybody going through troubled times, be of good cheer? Oh man, I know how you feel. Oh, I've been through that before. Instead of be of good cheer, be strong. Be faithful. Don't give up. Instead of a weak, downhearted response, be of good cheer. Know who you are. Know who God is. Know that you're a child of God. Know that this is only temporal. Be spiritual above the physical. As we look at our lesson text this morning, and including the passages following a scripture reading, Jesus says, after, you know, how many of us before have thought we saw a ghost? I don't want you to raise a hand, but how many of you have been scared to death, so to speak? Okay? Let's use that terminology instead of Ghostbuster terminology. Scared to death, be of good cheer. How many of you ever escaped death by just a little bit? Be of good cheer. They were troubled. They were without hope. Jesus shows up and says, "Be of good cheer, it is I. Do not be afraid." Folks, everything in our lives, Satan tries to make us afraid. He makes us sick. We have sickness. We have political unrest. We have hate and envy. We have sin all over being described as just a personal choice in our lives and in our culture. Jesus says, "Be of good cheer, as I do not be afraid. I'm still in control. I'm still in control." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter came out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus, but he saw that the wind was boisterous. He was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you have little faith, why did you doubt?" And we got in the boat, the wind ceased, and those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." Well, we could pick on Peter, but that's what most people do. When somebody's trying to walk by faith and follow Jesus and they stumble and they have a little problem, oh, you failed again. Instead of telling them, be of good cheer, keep the faith. Be of good cheer, do not be afraid. One of the greatest steps of faith ever in the world, Peter walked out of that boat. And yet Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And I ask us this morning in our lives, how many times did we step out of the boat and lose our eyes on Jesus? How many of us committed our lives to Jesus? "Man, you are the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you for forgiving me of my sins." And then you step out of the boat. And then you step back in the boat. Or you wonder why you feel so bad and everything's always negative and pessimistic. Because you don't listen to Jesus when he says, be of good cheer. The last passage of today, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Are you going to overcome the world through Christ? Or are you going to let the world keep dragging you down? It's your decision. We can prop each other up all we want. You guys can love me all you want, but until Don decides to be a good cheer, until Don decides to follow Jesus and make sure he's working in my heart. Don't get me wrong, I want you to love me. I want you to display those things that Jesus wants us to display to each other. Brotherly love continue. On and on and on. But we are not so far away from Peter and Satan tempting us to step out of the boat. Jesus asked us to step out of the boat. We step out of the boat and we get back in the boat. I'm going to tell them about Jesus. No, I'm not going to tell them about Jesus. I'm going to walk by faith. No, I'm not going to walk by faith. Jesus is always there saying, be of good cheer, as I do not be afraid. In Matthew 9, chapter 9, verse 1, it is written, "So he got in a boat, crossed over, and came to his own city. Then behold, they brought to him a paralytic lying on a bed. And Jesus saw their faith. He said to the paralytic, 'Son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you.' And at once some of the scribes said within themselves, 'This man blasphemes.' But Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, 'Why do you think evil in your hearts? For which is easier, to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know, the Son of Power has power on earth to forgive sins.' Then he said to the paralytic, 'Arise, take up your bed, and go to your house.' And he arose and departed to his house. And when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, who had given such power to men." The first thing Jesus says to the paralytic man, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you." If you look at it this way, perhaps, Jesus says, "Be of good cheer, I love you no matter what. I've forgiven you." How many times in our lives do our sins keep creeping back? How many times are we tempted with things that we just can't, we have a hard time kicking? We keep getting back in the boat instead of walking on that water with Jesus. We keep getting back in the boat. Jesus says, your sins are forgiven you. I'm still standing there on the water waiting for you. I will always be here standing for you. I will always be here standing for you. Lucas, I'm going to come and go. And we got a lot of time on this life. Jesus will always be there for you. We need to tell our children and our grandchildren that Jesus is always going to be there for you. Be of good cheer. Yeah, the people, guess what? Jesus says, be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you. Two of the greatest statements that could be told to us by the Son of God, by God himself in flesh. This man don't know what he's talking about. He's a liar. Folks, the same thing happens to us. When we go through our lives happy and we tell people our sins are forgiven and we tell somebody about Jesus and they say, well, you're a liar. That doesn't match up with what I believe. Same thing happened with Jesus. It's going to happen to us sometimes when we tell people about the truth. But instead of getting us downtrodden, Jesus says, be a son, be of good cheer. Jesus also has that power to be able to say, rise up and walk. He has the power to heal us, to help us. And we need to walk by faith and plead with him to help us in all those things that we struggle with. Everyone in here, young and old, have been sick of something. Whether it's a cold or ear infection, or cancer, or all kinds of certain things that happen to us. We need to continue to be of good cheer and walk by faith through those things. And not to give up. This is the same passage in Mark that we read in Matthew. And I put it up here as a slide for us. One, we can read it again. Jesus says, be of good cheer. In his eye, do not be afraid. Then he went into the boat with them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves beyond measure and marveled, for they had not understood about the loaves because their heart was hardened. I never noticed this until reading this passage this morning and this week, so I included this passage to say a couple of things. Jesus said, immediately he made his disciples get in the boat and go before him on the other side. So Jesus told them, get in the boat, go over to the other side. What about you, Jesus? You do what I say. We have a hard time with that in our lives. Do our children always do what we want them to do? I don't tell my children to do anything anymore. They're kind of old enough. And I'm certain they don't want me to tell them. Jesus said, he made his disciples get in a boat and go to the other side. And then at the end, after they go through the passage of the storm, Mark's passage doesn't mention Peter's walking on the water. Mark's recollection, he doesn't include that in this. It says, for they had not understood about the loaves because their heart was hardened. This happened right after he fed the 5,000. The disciples didn't recognize what Jesus did. How many of us have struggled and rushed around to feed 100 or 200? It's a daunting task. Jesus and disciples fed 5,000. That's this account. So they had to go through a storm in a boat. Jesus said, get in a boat, take a ride. Sometimes God allows us to get in a boat and take a ride through the storm. Because we didn't pay attention when he fed the 5,000. We don't pay attention to Jesus enough in our lives, folks. What's happening? The doors that are open to us, the opportunities. We have to be cautious that we're just not like everybody else. We're not like everybody else. We're God's children. We should be of good cheer. I don't care what my boss is like. We'll be a good cheer. I don't care how much money I got in the bank. I'm going to be of good cheer. I don't care how sick I am. I'm going to be of good cheer. I don't care how old I am. I'm going to be of good cheer. Talked to somebody in the last week that, you know, an elderly person, there's nothing positive in life. And this person's had a great life and been taken care of. And all they can think about is negative things and what ifs. Don't let Satan control your mind like that. Say, get behind me, Satan. I'm going to be of good cheer. I asked this week, tell somebody to be of good cheer. Maybe somebody's being ornery that you love next to him. Kelly, please tell me, if I do something in the next week, you can go beyond 1 week if you want, if it doesn't take a week. Say, hey, mister, I think you need to be of good cheer. Help each other out. Recognize that there's glory and benefit and upliftment and encouragement in telling each other to be of good cheer. I thought it unique, though. Because their heart is hardened, they went through some experiences. These are the disciples that were with Jesus and had experienced miracle after miracle, love after love, understanding after understanding. Same thing happens to us. Same Jesus is there giving us all those things. Mark chapter 10, it is written, now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Then many warned him to be quiet, but he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me. So Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying to him, be of good cheer, arise, he is calling you. And throwing aside his garment, he rose and came to Jesus. So Jesus answered and said to him, what do you want me to do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him, go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road. I mentioned this passage. We were looking at almost every passage in the New Testament where it is mentioned, be of good cheer. Hey, this is the spot where the disciples told him, be of good cheer. Rise, Jesus is calling you. Maybe we can use that same mind frame and those same words to people we love. Be of good cheer. Jesus is calling you. Boy, I don't know what to do right now. Boy, this is troubling times for me. Man, oh man, I need some help. Be of good cheer. This is an opportunity to let Jesus work on your heart. Same thing with us. Luke chapter 8. It is written, so it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house. For he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. But as he went, the multitude thronged him. Now a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately her flow of blood stopped, and Jesus said, who touched me? Then all denied it. Peter and those with him said, Master, the multitude strong and press against you, and you say, who touched me? But Jesus said, somebody touched me, for I perceive power going out from me. And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him in the presence of all the people the reason she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." I wish we had the power that Jesus had back in those days. But even the people that saw those miracles and had those miracles happen to him didn't follow him. So those miracles and that kind of power was for Jesus at that time and the disciples to establish his holy word to us. But it doesn't negate the power of Christ to help us walk by faith and be of good cheer and go in peace. And I know it's tough. Was it last week or weekend before last year? It's been 2 weeks ago. We were in Michigan and my brother called me. We were actually having worship service with Han and Adam. And my brother called me and said, I got an older brother in Florida. And he said, I went to the doctor, I've been having some pain, and I got a tumor. And of course they said it was cancer. He hasn't been to the specialist to confirm any of that, but he's been struggling with pain for the last 2 weeks. And I wish I had that power that Jesus had to be able to touch him and heal him. To touch and heal you and your loved ones and my brothers and sisters in Christ. But to encourage them to continue to be of good cheer. And to continue to say, don't give up on your faith. To continue to say, everybody has ups and downs. That's why we're wanting the promise of heaven. To be able to say, I love you no matter what. Don't give up on your faith. Or maybe this is a time God wants you to return to your faith. He wants you to walk on the water again with him. You've been in a boat too long doing your own thing. And I got to have that talk with my brother. And I will encourage him, I'll send this lesson to him, about being of good cheer through the troubling times. The unknowns. Don't know whether it's benign or not. And I know we plead and pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ here, and we all have family members and friends and people that are struggling with things. And it's, you don't feel it sometimes until it's right close to you. But we must keep the faith. We must keep the faith. We must be of good cheer and know that our faith is our saving. It's the portal to be able to be able to be with God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. Without faith, it's tough to go in peace when we're going through troubling times in our lives or we're with people that are going through troubling times. We are a society that wants to put a lot of trust and a lot of faith in doctors and medicines. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I plead with us that it doesn't supersede the power of Jesus in our lives, in the spiritual side of our lives. Jesus told Paul as he was sitting in jail, "Be of good cheer, Paul, for you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome." 40 people committed and made a pact that they would not eat until Paul was dead. Part of the story. Jesus comes to him and tells him, be of good cheer. No matter what you're going through, I'm with you. I got plans for you. And I plead with us to recognize that Jesus tells us the same thing today. Be of good cheer. I'm with you. I have plans for you. I need your help in the kingdom of heaven. Last passage this morning of our lesson. These things Jesus said, these things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time has come when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. And in that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world again. I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, see how you are speaking plainly and using no figurative speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Book of Revelation mentions a whole bunch about overcoming, how the early churches of Asia overcame certain things. I plead with us, no matter what's thrown our way this week, that we be of good cheer and overcome the world as we walk together with Jesus. We've looked this morning about examples of being of good cheer. Jesus told the paralytic, son, be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven you. The disciples in the storm, Jesus said, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid. The blind man, Jesus said, go your way, your faith has made you well. As everybody said, the disciples told the blind man, be of good cheer, come. Woman with health issues, daughter, be of good cheer, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Jesus told Paul, in the middle of the night, be of good cheer, Paul, for you have testified for me in Jerusalem, so you must also bear witness at Rome. And these things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. I plead with us to be of good cheer this week. Encourage others, start using that in your vocabulary. It'll help you overcome the things that come your way. If you have need for anything this morning, become a child of God by obeying Christ. Or if you just need prayers for any reason, we love you and care about you and invite you to make things right in your heart if you have, in any way possible, as we stand and sing the selected hymn this morning.